From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Appearances matter in business. Companies spend a lot of money on design, right down to the font of a business name or logo. Right now, you might notice a lot of logos are going for a minimalist look in their fonts, and there is a reason for that. Ashley Milne-Tite has more.
Juliette Cesar lives in Greenwich Village, across the street from a restaurant called the Village Den. It was a Greasy Spoon. Then last year, it sold. Both inside and out got a redesign.
What was interesting, when the signs started going up, even though the name was the same, you had a very different sensibility about the type.
Cesar knows typeface. She's a professor at the Parsons School of Design. As we look at the new sign, she says the lean white lettering, widely spaced, it's like lots of fonts you see these days on packaging and websites, particularly at startups. And companies are betting their customers may be drawn to a familiar look.
You look at something and it reminds you of something else, and so you decide to trust it because it reminds you of something else that you trust.
But the reason clean fonts became so popular isn't just a trend towards simplicity. Armin Witt is co-founder of graphic design firm Under Consideration. He says more embellished fonts don't show up well in digital form, especially on tiny screens.
Those types of fonts, when you reduce them, they reduce really bad and they start to look weird and jaggedy.
So in came a host of pared-down fonts brands could use on their physical signage and online. A company buying a font can pay the designer a licensing fee starting at a few $100s, or it can commission a type designer like Tobias Frere Jones to create a typeface from scratch.
And fine-tune the relationships of weights and curves and spacing and all of those things that you shouldn't be aware of once they're done correctly.
That kind of engagement can cost at least $100,000 more, depending on how many languages he's designing characters for. Fred Jones says, sure, some clients want a version of the popular minimalist look, but trends pass.
We would advise them to keep a longer view of what they're investing in.
Because when a company rebrands, that look could be there for years, even decades. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.